like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Grey Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them which police radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with someone who's new to the show, but I feel like, well, we'll get into who you are and what you do, but I feel like you're coming from a place in Manitoba that seems to be getting a lot more punk bands lately, which is really cool. But we'll get into all of that. But first, if you want to introduce yourself and your band, that's probably a good way to start. We can go from there.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jada. I'm from Ticked Off, and we're from Portage la Prairie.
Yeah, so Porter, I mean, that's what I was alluding to at the beginning there. Portage la Prairie has obviously a history of punk bands, but it seems like every few years I keep hearing about more and more. Is that an accurate sort of assumption about Portage la Prairie? Like, is the scene growing there?
Yeah, actually, in the last probably 2 years, things have started to really pick up a lot.
Cool.
I could probably name 4 or 5 bands that are around right now.
But I mean, that's awesome.
Whereas, like, about 5 years ago, there was like nothing.
For sure, yeah. Really. So it's very cool. And Portage is so close to the city too, right? So you have a lot of opportunities for those bands to play in Winnipeg and a lot of other places sort of in the area as well.
Oh yeah. Like Brandon has a bit of a punk scene too. So like living in Portage, we get to bounce back and forth.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. So I guess I know we've sort of established that you're a punk band just by talking about punk bands from Portage, but how do you sort of define the sound of your band? Because I think you might be new to a lot of people listening to the show. I know you're not a brand new band or anything, but you have this new record out that we're going to talk about. And how would you sort of, if someone runs into you on the street and hears, hey, I hear you in a band, how do you define the sound?
Originally I would have just said, like, we're just a punk band. But, like, since we've been playing, like, a lot of people have been saying, like, oh, you guys are, like, a hardcore punk band. And I've never really tried to make hardcore punk, but like that's kind of what comes out. I think it's just because like all of us in the band, we used to be like in metalcore bands and stuff like that, so we're just kind of like more attuned to like heavy riffs and stuff like that.
Okay.
Heavy rhythms.
Well, yeah, that'll do it for sure, having that background. But did you when you started this band, what was the idea always to just be a punk band? Like, did you have sort of a goal in mind of what sort of sound you were going for?
Yeah, when I started it, it was definitely a lot softer sort of music. Like, it was more kind of in the realm of like almost like a Green Day style thing.
Okay, so more pop kind of oriented.
Yeah, like it was more, yeah, like more pop, catchy kind of thing. And then once we started jamming, all of a sudden like this heaviness started to come out, and like, well, I think a lot of it was with the drumming.
Okay.
And then like what Chris brought with the bass, it just kind of really like emphasized like what they were hearing out of the riffs, which was like they were latching onto the heavy things.
Okay.
And that's kind of like where we started going. And then, yeah, like, oh yeah, at the beginning too, I did sort of like a different vocal style in that. And once we got in the room, like the first time we practiced, like everything changed. Like, cause before I was kind of doing demos on my own for about a year and a half or so before we actually got together. Like, I work with my drummer, Daniel. And I would come into work and I'd be like, hey, check out this song that I made yesterday.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh yeah, that's really deadly. And, you know, like that's really cool. Like, I'd like to play drums to that. You know, like if you need help like making like an EP or something, or like, you know, like trying to find a drummer, like I can do a session for you. So I was like, all right, like we'll have a jam. Brought him in for a jam, right? We had a jam and it was just like everything clicked.
Cool.
And we had actually invited Chris over to help us, like, is that he does CJP Records, and they have like a recording space in at the jam space. So he was going to come and like engineer the practice and like just record demos for us. And we played a couple songs and he's like, oh, fuck yeah, I want to play bass to this. So it was just like right there, we're just like, okay, let's fucking try it out. And then all of a sudden it just, everything became heavy.
Cool.
And we just kind of kept going from there.
So you kind of stumbled into having a band, it sounds like. just coincidences of people you knew.
Yeah. Well, like I kind of got to know them a bit better. Like I've known Chris and Daniel for years. Like our metalcore bands used to always play together in town. Like Chris and Daniel were in Dead Ringer before, and they played around quite a bit. Like, so like they started pulling PUD.
Yeah.
And Daniel would bring Pulling PUD songs to work and show me, and I'd be like, oh man, this is so cool. Like I wanted to do something like that, you know? And, after showing him some of my stuff and that, they're like, hey, you know, Avery can't make it out to the show. Would you like to fill in for us? And that's kind of like where the relationship started there with doing music. But like I played a couple shows with them and I was like, you know, I really get along with these guys. Like I wouldn't mind working with them, you know?
Yeah. And obviously you have that experience, having worked together before when you're filling in and things like that. So you've kind of felt each other out as musicians and stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do want to get into your new release, but you know, one thing I like to always, because I'm in Winnipeg, most of the shows I go to are in Winnipeg, most of the bands I talk to are in Winnipeg. Whenever I'm talking to someone from outside the city, I know Portage is, first of all, not far, and it's its own city, it's got its own scene and everything, but I'm always kind of curious what the experience of getting into the local music scene is here in Winnipeg, as someone who's not in the city here. Like, were people welcoming? I mean, the punk scene, you know, has a reputation for being pretty open arms in terms of welcoming people in from other communities. But was that your experience?
Oh yeah. Like outside of like filling in for Pulling PUD, I was kind of like their merch monkey for a while. So I'd come with them to shows. Like they went to Punk Fest last year.
Okay.
And there was like Punk Palooza and various other shows like that. And I was just kind of blown away because like every person I met was like so nice and so genuine. Like they, like it was a lot different than the hardcore scene. Like the hardcore scene, it's kind of like a pissing contest sometimes, you know, like with the metalcore scene, like the, you know, like everybody's like trying to be like the top dog musician. And like,
yeah,
you go there and it's just like, everybody's having a good time and everybody's digging each other's music. And everybody is like, you know, like you go outside and everybody's outside and smoking and shooting the shit and getting along really well. And it's just like, you know, like no judgments. Like you just kind of fit in. Like it's just easy.
Yeah.
Like I met like so many great people in the last year and a half, like doing this. Like it's kind of amazing.
That's cool. It's always good to hear because I think that a lot of, like you said, with the hardcore scene, I mean, a lot of sort of subgenres of music don't necessarily have that openness, but the punk scene seems to have always, I mean, even when I was going to shows first and when I was like a teenager in the 90s and stuff, it still seemed very welcoming. And it's cool. It's always cool to hear that that's still the case, because I think that punk rock as a genre and culture and everything, that should be part of it, right? Is no matter who you are, whatever kind of weirdo you are, you're part of the family.
Oh yeah, it is just like a big family. Like it, and they're so like welcoming right away. Like they you know, like you don't really have to, like you hear a lot of stuff, like you get a lot of misconceptions about punk people, like, oh, like this isn't punk or that's not punk or you're not cool enough until you do X and Y thing. But it's like, in my experience, it's just like you go to the shows, like you're in, like people are welcoming.
Yeah, and they recognize you from going to the shows, and then when they see you on stage, it's like it's extra cool because they've kind of gotten to know you from just being around the community for the time leading up to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye. So you have a record out, and I mean, I guess a sort of a sub question to what I just asked you is how has your band's music been received in Winnipeg? Because I mean, obviously, punk is a big thing here. There's a lot of different subgenres that have, you know, often played together. There's heavier bands, there's more poppy bands, there's skate punk, there's hardcore, there's crust, but you know, everything, right? What has the reception been to the actual music, whether it's, you know, playing live, but also on your recordings?
Well, yeah, so, I mean, I can say for playing live, like, we've had, like, some pretty, like, awesome things that people have said about us, like, from us playing live, like, they like the heaviness.
Yeah.
They like, you know, like being able to throw down kind of thing. But then, like, some other stuff that I've heard is, like, people really like the messaging behind it. Like, there's a lot of, like, pretty much every song we have, like, tackles some sort of either political issue or, like, personal issue or, like,
yeah,
issues with, like, you know, gender and sexuality and stuff like that. So, like, we're getting, like, a really good reception right now from, like, a lot of the younger group of, you know, like, there's kids, like, teenagers and stuff coming to our shows. And they're just like, you know, like your music, like your lyrics, like that stuff is like, you know, it's like me, you know, like,
yeah.
It's been kind of amazing to hear that stuff. And like, I mean, I haven't heard anybody talk shit yet, but like, you know,
could happen, right? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I would hear that. Like a lot of, you know, it's a lot of like our friends already that are hearing it. So
totally.
I know, like, and it's only like our record's only been out for about a week. Just under a week now.
Yeah, so it's still very new.
Some more feedback. Yeah.
With the go ahead. It's a bit of a lag here in the call, but they'll keep going. Sorry.
Oh yeah. I don't know if there's like a Wi-Fi issue or something.
It happens.
Yeah, there's a bit of a lag. Yeah, like from the people that have actually like sat down and listened to the record, like they're saying like, you know, hell yeah, this is awesome, sort of thing, and there's, you know, like, there's some stuff in there like that's for everybody, some stuff that's not for everybody, like lyrically, but you know, I think people at least can rally around the music itself, like even if they're not trans or not gay,
yeah,
or you know, whatever, you know.
Well, how important is it that those messages reach sort of a broader audience? Because I mean, obviously, you know, that those are topics that are personal on one hand, but also they almost can't avoid being political, just given sort of the climate that we're in, right? So is it important to you that those kind of messages sort of reach everyone, whether they're maybe tuning in because they like the heaviness and then they sort of hear what you're singing about? Is that sort of an important piece of it?
Yeah, like I would say, like, I think just the, like, not a lot of people get exposure. I think a lot of people are, you know, like they know who they know, they,
yeah,
you know, they have their friend groups and they are who they are. So like, you know, like it's, I think it's valuable to sort of challenge people intellectually like that. Like, you know, like, hey, you want to listen to the song because you like, you know, you like the chorus or whatever, you listen to the lyrics and you have to actually think about things from a different perspective.
Yeah.
For, you know, the 2 minutes or whatever the song lasts, you know,
for
I think
sure.
It's like, it's really important, like, for people that aren't familiar with it, but then people that who are familiar with it, like, you know, like at Punk Fest, like we had some people saying, like, I came like specifically just to hear your band, just to listen to you guys, because, you know, like they know that like we're there, so like they're welcome too.
Cool. Yeah, that's pretty neat, actually. Yeah, just the idea that you're up there on stage makes the whole event more welcoming, because obviously, if the band is representing all these things, then the crowd's going to be cool to be themselves as well.
Exactly.
Do you you know, when you're dealing with topics that are, I don't think heavy is the right word, but serious and obviously, you know, personal and political and all of that, is that something that you are deliberately writing, or is that just sort of the type of songwriting that comes out of you? Like, I mean, are those stories, those messages, are those just sort of organically what you would be writing anyway? Or is it actually a matter of sort of sitting down and thinking, okay, I want to address this in a certain way in song form?
I think there is a mixture of both, because a lot of the things, like, I get like a passionate emotion about something, like about a certain topic.
Sure.
And I feel like I need to touch on that in a song, because like there's a lot of like raw feelings behind it. And, you know, like, because like when I write, like I start off with the instrumental. So like a lot of the times, like I'm listening to my instrumental to come up with the lyrics, and I'm wondering like, what is the music invoking? Like, what do I feel?
Yeah,
when I hear this, and a lot of times, like, it'll be mixed in with something that's like that I've seen on the news or like that happened to me or whatever, like it, sometimes like those dots do connect. And then sometimes I think I'll sit there and be thinking like, you know, it'd be like really cool song. Like if I wrote a song about, you know, like about lesbians, like punk lesbians or something like that, you know, like just like whatever sort of topic comes to mind, like, you know, like I'll write it down and, you know, in the future, like if, you know, I do find a song that I've written that like fits that, like, I, you know, I try to go for it.
Okay. Okay. And are you the primary writer of the band and you sort of bring the songs to the other members?
Yeah, that's pretty much the dynamic. Like I'll bring, you know, like a song that's like 90% complete. And then they, well, like, I mean, they add a lot to it. Like,
yeah,
like Daniel's drumming and like Chris's bass playing. Like Chris is like we like to joke that he plays lead bass because like his bass lines are really intricate and they really bring a lot to like the sound of the songs. And then they help me with like structuring, like, you know, starting off, like how the intro should be, how it should be in the song, stuff like that. So they, like, they do bring a huge part of it, but like the core sort of ideas, like I'll go ahead and make like a demo and be like, hey guys, what do you think about this?
Okay.
You know, should we do this like this? You know?
Well, having that sort of lead bass part of it, I mean, that helps with such a small number of people in the band, right? Because you make a big sound with a small group. So that having that sort of melodic side of things coming from an instrument that maybe people don't assume is going to be bringing that definitely helps to flesh things out, I imagine.
Oh yeah, like when I was looking for a bass player, I originally like did kind of some bass lines on the demo, and like I just kind of stuck with the most simple thing you can do, and that's like really all I was looking for. And then Chris just like kind of took it to the next level. He listens to NoFX and stuff like that, so he's like really into like Fat Mike sort of bass lines.
Yeah.
And like he kind of tries to bring that sort of influence in, like just adding to like the layers of everything where it's not just like one straight sort of melody or rhythm the whole time. He brings a little bit of depth to it.
Yeah, that's cool for sure.
And Daniel's drumming, like, you know, he was like a metal drummer in his old band. He also played guitar. Like Daniel plays drums for us, but he is the best guitar player in the band. Like he can shred and all that stuff.
Cool.
And but his drumming, like he does like a lot of things that like only like metal drummers would do. And I feel like that kind of like really adds to like the dynamics. Like he does like a lot of double pedal and just like,
yeah,
like really intricate stuff, like with the cymbals and stuff like that. Like you know, like he kind of tailor makes his drum beats like to the riffs. It's not just like a straight,
yeah,
you know.
Well,
or beat the whole time.
That adds to the whole thing too, right? I mean, you've got the lead bass, and I don't know if you call it lead drums, but I guess at some points you can have that sort of element there, right? Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
We'll be right back.
now that this is, I mean, I know at the time we're recording this that, like you said, the record is very new. What is the band's plan sort of going forward with this? Now you have this out there. Now this is sort of can serve as a calling card. People can hear you. I mean, I know they could before in various other ways, but now that this is out, it's sort of like, hey, look, this is us. This is what we sound like. What are you planning to do now that it's out in the world?
Well, right now we kind of have like a slow period kind of coming up. Like we don't have any shows booked. And we have to, me and Daniel work together. We work like, it's basically like a farm, like it's an agricultural facility.
Okay,
and
okay.
Like harvest season's coming up. So we can't really play too much during the month of September. So we're thinking, you know, with the time that we do have, it's time to record some more songs because we have like 15 songs right now and we only recorded 6.
Okay. Okay.
So we'd like to really get back in there and keep going and keep pushing forward. And like, we have a lot more to say. Like we have a lot more like, we need people to hear, and we're just kind of focusing on like writing and getting the stuff that we have written like recorded.
Okay. How did you choose the 6? How did you choose the 6 that made it to the record? Because if you, I mean, it sounds like the other ones are still good songs that you still want to record, right? So what was the determining factor for which ones actually got released on this first one?
I think we kind of almost wanted to go in like a chronological order to sort of show like the growth, like, because some of the newer songs are a lot better.
Okay.
But we still really like the earlier ones that we did, and we thought that they're really important. Like the first two songs, or what songs are they? Diverging and Slimy Politician. Like those are the first two songs we worked on as a band, and they kind of like the band sort of formed around those songs. So we wanted to make sure that we got those ones down.
Yeah,
and then outside of that, there's like, you know, we kind of wanted to have a mix of like styles, because like a lot of our, like all our songs are not the same exact style. So we kind of worked in some ones that were like a more poppy sound, lighter sound, like more fun songs. And then we try to have, you know, our songs in there too.
When you
we
say
we had, you know, a lot to mix, like a lot to choose from. So we figured we can mix it up a bit.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. When you say that the newer stuff is better, is it just more like more intricate, or are you just tighter as a band, or sort of more understanding or appreciating of each other's contributions or something?
Yeah. Like I think just like our song, like we kind of found our groove in songwriting.
Okay.
And like a lot of the earlier stuff, like was kind of written for that vision of like the more pop punk band. And then now that we know like kind of who we are as a band, like we started leaning into it more and, you know, started writing some more like hard hitting stuff. So I think it's like, in that sense, I think when I say better, I think they're like, some of these new songs are more true to like what our goal is as a band.
Okay. That makes
like,
sense.
Lyrically and like, musically.
Is that sort of the direction that you see this band going sort of ongoing into the future, with a heavier sound and obviously more of those message songs, more of that kind of hard-hitting subject matter?
Yeah, like we like pretty much like that's kind of like the pretty much the whole goal from the beginning was to kind of make a band that had a lot to say and that had like, you know, once we started being heavy, like we're just kind of like, hey, this is what we got to do.
Yeah.
So but then we're kind of at the point now where we're like 15 songs in. It's like, I had this conversation with Daniel last week. I was like, do you think we could like write a softer song? Like, do you think like our band could do that? Could we pull that off? And you know, we're having conversations like that. Like, how can we sort of expand like beyond like, you know, like we're called Ticked Off, but like, does everything have to be angry? Like, can we do more with it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it possible? I mean, obviously it's possible. People do it all the time, but do you think that you can pull off, a less Ticked Off song that has the same, this the same, maybe this not the same anger, but the same intensity of message in a softer or not as heavy song?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just like, we're kind of thinking of ways, like, how can we keep challenging ourselves as we move forward? Because like, definitely after our next EP, we're looking at like doing like a full length. So
yeah.
Like, if we're going to do a full length, we can't just do, you know, like 12, 14 songs of just like hard hitting bangers, you know, like there's gotta be a mixture. You gotta have some slowdown and some breath to the sounds.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. So how do people hear this? I mean, you know, we're in an era now where people listen to music in every possible conceivable way they can find music. But if someone you know wants to hear your record, where would you send them? What's the best way to track it down?
I definitely send everybody to Bandcamp first, just because for one, like there's a lot of stuff in the news about like Spotify being like pretty like
awful,
terrible for artists, and like it, yeah, like and like some of the stuff that they're funding or whatever, like. Or how like the CEO makes more money than any of the fucking artists that are on
crazy
on there. You know, it's just like the only reason like why we're on there is just basically to have that reach. Like it's kind of like if you're not on there, then people don't really see your record is out. You know, like we had for a whole week before we got onto Spotify, this was on Bandcamp and I was telling people about it, but it really never got much, you know, as much traction as when I was saying that it was on Spotify.
Yeah.
But like on Bandcamp, like, you know, you can like buy the CD like directly and the money goes right to us.
Yeah.
I mean, they take their little cut, but it's not like Spotify where you go on there and you listen to it, and you might see, you know, $2 down the line.
If you're lucky, later, Yeah. 0.007 of a cent or something. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Do you have physical copies as well? Or is it just online?
Yes. So I made some physical copies here. Like, they're just a basic CD case, but we got like, we bought a disc printer. So we printed right on our disc and made little booklets and stuff. There's lyrics in there. We've been selling these at shows, but they're not really available anywhere else right now. Cause they're just like homemade sort of thing. Like, like we burnt them on Daniel's computer or whatever. And it's kind of a DIY thing.
Which is very suitable for a punk band, but yeah. So people got to go to a show if they want to get a physical CD.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Cool. And then I know you said you don't have any shows coming up at the moment, but I mean, this is a podcast. Someone could hear it the day it comes out, or they could hear it a year from now. And by then, maybe you have new music. Maybe you got a bunch of shows. What's the best way to sort of find out what you're up to on that front?
we're like pretty active on Instagram, and we do have a Facebook page, which is not as active, but there is a lot of people in the scene that are active on Facebook, and they, you know, like they, you know, like you have like the events pages and everything for shows. So like, that's, to me, like that's a good way to promote, and you can definitely find us or like about our shows on either one of those things. Cause when we have a show, it's basically, I just post about it until it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
Cool. So Instagram would be the spot. I'll link to the Instagram in the show notes just so people can find it from there. And then, obviously people should check out the album on Bandcamp is my preference as well. As far as, I don't use the streaming services, so if I can't get a physical one, it's Bandcamp. That's where I listened to your album today. But yeah, no, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, so people should check it out. And is there anything, I know there's no shows coming up in the near future, but is there anything else on the horizon as far as anything you're doing, whether it's, I don't know, a video or a single or anything like that in the plans, or just right now focusing on the EP?
Yeah, like right now we're focusing on our next EP, and then we're going to have like a live video of our set from Punkfest 2025 coming out. We had Carlton Hart come out and film us there. So like watch out for that, because that should be coming pretty soon, and you'll be able to see like the whole thing front to back of our night there. Like, and like I gotta say, like Punkfest was awesome. Like the stage show and everything, like they just like did an amazing job. Like they made all the bands like sound like tremendous, professional, and everybody looked great on stage. Like it was awesome. Like they did a spectacular job.
Cool. And do you feel like you're a band that should be seen live? Like is that a big part of sort of your whole vibe, is that the live show element of it?
Oh yeah, like that's kind of been like, we kind of had that realization a few months ago, like we're like, oh shit, we are like a live band, like because a lot of, you know, like there's a lot of humor and stuff, but like we do like a lot of, you know, sort of stage gimmicks, like, you know, running around, jumping around, jumping off the stage, go playing in the crowd. We got those little wireless transmitters on our guitars and that, so we can,
cool,
you know, go walking around and bug people in the pit, you know.
Awesome.
So like it's more of a experience that way than just listening to the record. Like the record is a pretty good, captures it pretty well, but it's a little bit different like seeing us live.
Cool.